Hello. Hi, everyone. Oh, thank you guys. Thanks for coming in. Ayo. Sorry, this is Dan with the power Wi-Fi room. Then you redo everything. So give me a second. I'm going to put the webinar link first so that you will not miss this out. Yeah, I think change the room is better lah. If not lah, we talk like choppy choppy you fed up, I also fed up, yeah. Okay, so let's do the first thing first. Three. Okay, so on the chat corner, I already put the I pinned the message. Okay, so thanks guys for coming in again. We may have not as many people like just now because we just now got internet connection, got internet connection problem. Okay, so now the first announcement, everyone. I realize my next weekend is my 2 days online program, which I only do 2 days program. I teach people how to invest in properties, and I only teach like 4 times a year. So this is the second round. This is the half of the year. This is the second time I'm going to teach in for this year. So if you don't want to miss out, like how to look out for good deals which can help you buy good properties that can help you make 100,000 per year appreciation. So that's the goal. If your properties, your budget is between 1 to 2 million, it's about 100K per year lah. So of course, if your budget is higher, like 200, 2 million, 2.5 million, usually these type of properties do perform 120 to 150,000 per year. Then of course, the higher one, 3 million one, they will perform about near 250 to 280, 300K a year. So things like that, huh? Yeah, so guys, thank you for coming in. I didn't do live for quite some time. And today I will update you the first thing webinar. So it's the last call Thursday. Yeah, the webinar is on Thursday. You need to register before you can watch the webinar. So overall, I will teach all the singles how to buy your first property, the right one, because the first property is very important. If you buy right, like what I've done many, 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 many donkey years ago, then it gives me all the confidence and guts and good confidence level to continue in this journey to buy better and better properties that can improve the portfolio, ma. So I can't imagine if my first property I bought is a lousy one. Lousy means I lose money lah. Then I don't even think that I may want to teach people how to buy properties because I may lose faith in the experience. So yeah lah. So I think I'm fated to teach properties. So until now, properties are doing well. So I want to thank the market also lah. And because there's a lot of record prices. So if you talk about record, okay. So we talk about market performance. Recently, you can see that. These few weeks, actually, the market is slightly slow, slight only, slightly slow, due to elections, and since we are already after election, Singapore is united again, and good properties will continue to perform as usual. So bad, as I say, bad ones will call, it will always be bad, lah. So that's why there's a few scenario whereby if you bought a property 3 years ago. I come across a lot of case study because I do consultation every day. So I have people who bought a wrong property 3 years ago. By right, 3 years ago, whatever nonsense you buy, by right, you should make decent amount of money. But unfortunately, some of them, they don't make a lot. Some of them don't make at all. So how can it be you buy something 3 years ago, we talk about 2022, and you don't make any money? So by right, 3 years ago, if you bought something good, you should have made. Okay, my member just bought 3 years ago, and they look for me for consultation to upgrade their package. That means they want to re-sign their one-to-one consultation program with me to assist them for their next purchase. So my one-to-one consultation works like, it's like hair treatment. You want how many properties you want me to guide you? So I have one property package, I have two property package. So one property package means you want me to help you guide you to buy your next one. So one property. So I have people who register for two property package, which is cheaper. Then I will handhold you to buy your next two. So that's the package thing lah. So I have helped them bought two already. So 3 years ago they bought 1 2 million, the other one bought 1.2 million. I repeat, so one of them bought 1 2 million, the other bought 1.2 million. So these two properties are three bidder, and both of them all together, they made. Want to make a guess? I have no time for you to make a guess. So 3 years later today, fast forward 3 years later today, 2025, both of them made total 900,000, excluding rental. So maybe plus rental, 950K, near to a million. So I'm very happy for those people who have bought the right property throughout my guidance. Okay, so but I'm not going to touch a bit more about consultation. So I just want to share with those people who want to know more about property investment, like how you can kickstart a journey, how to start by looking out what is considered good property and what in the program I also be teaching what is considered lousy one. Because if you always look at good ones, you may think that everything is good. So in the program you will learn what is considered bad, and based on that you can see their performance. So based on this performance, it means bad, then what are the good ones? So it's the same thing. If you want to buy a property worth 1.5 million, today I say, oh, this one 1.5 million, you may think that, hey, this is actually very expensive. But when you look at other areas, not as popular areas, it's already at 1.5, you will see that, hey, actually this more popular area, if it's the same price, it's just an example. Then of course, this is a better buy. So what I want to share here is, before you buy anything, you need to have something to compare. Like example, today I have a water bottle here. So let's say this is selling for $1. $1 too cheap. Okay, let's say I'm going to sell this for $100. So you think that, hey, this is very expensive. But if you can compare some other products which is not as good as this, is already at 100, then of course, you will think that this will have more value. So what I want to share is you need to have something to compare. So which means you need market knowledge. Market knowledge is all about also do homework. So of course, to kickstart your investment journey without going through all the which area is good, which area is not so good, where to compare, how to compare, how to decide the per square feet, things like that, you'll be taught in the program. So that's a 2 days program. And to know more, I have a webinar Thursday. You can register on the top left corner, top right corner of this chat group. I already pinned it, so you can click register and you can watch the video, watch the webinar on Thursday. Then the good news for those people who register the 2 days program in the webinar, I'll be giving very good discount. So, just come and learn. I'm going to buy $1 million property. Just come and learn in the program. Just treat it like your insurance policy by buying a good property. You don't buy the wrong one. Okay. Yes. It's 900,000 capital appreciation for two properties if you bought 3 years ago. And now let's talk about co-living. Okay, I think just now we talked about co-living. There are two types of co-living. The first type, co-living, if you do it in your own home, that means your own property, you partition your living room and you rent out your living room as a room, you rent out your common room number one, common room number two, and your master room, and you rent out all the room rental to fetch a higher renter. That is doing co-living in your home, in your property. The second type of co-living is you rent other people's place, you rent other people's condo to do co-living. Okay, so today is not about teaching you how to do co-living. I just realized, yes, thank you, there's someone here who is also good in knowledge. The banks don't want to finance if you want to buy such property. So example, in my one-to-one consultation, I'll tell them, okay, I have shortlisted project A, B, C, D, E. These five projects will be the ones that can potentially help you make 100,000 per year or 150K per year based on your budget. So based on budget, this is the three-bedder you should look out. Okay, so they will go and search. They search really, then they go and view. They view the property. I will tell them how much to buy based on the unit. So someone told me, they saw something like a co-living unit. And of course, co-living is no living room. They partition out everything. Then when we want to check financing, I check all the local banks. DBS, OCBC, UOB, all the three of them, they don't want to finance. Only recently, UOB give some chance. You want to buy co-living units, they will only finance up to 60% only. So you have learned, if you buy a property in Singapore, the maximum loan you can get is 75. But if unfortunately you don't know this, you have given your 1% to a co-living unit, you buy, you take the OTP, you give the bank, and the bank don't check the unit first. they will see, oh, based on unit, yes, I'll grant you the loan first. So what happened is, oh, you thought you got the loan, you got the OTP, then you sign the loan, then you exercise the purchase. Then usually later on, the bank then will send the valuer to see the unit. So imagine at this time when the valuer go and see your unit, just note that you have given your 1%, you have given 4% to exercise the option, you have maybe paid your stamp duty, and you have also signed on the a bank loan. So what happened when the valuer see is co-living? They will cancel the loan. I think so lah. So I believe they will cancel the loan because they don't want to finance, and you will lose out your deposit. Then whatever you have exercised and the payment to IRAS, I don't know what will happen to you. So this is something to take note. If you are buying something and the current property is a co-living unit, you just note that there's no financing. So I checked. DBS don't want to finance, OCBC don't want to finance, UOB finance 60%, Maybank don't want to finance, HSBC also don't want to take such risks. Okay, so then I kepo. We all want to learn something today, ma. So I go and ask the banker. So what? Why? Like why? We need to know why, ma. There's a reason, ma. It's like you where you baseong, where you 不爽, ma. Oh, okay. So the bank has a legit answer, lah. The banker told me that because it's a sublet, because the tenant can sublet to anyone, and they are afraid that the anyone will do illegal stuff in the unit lah, which the landlord, which without the knowledge of the landlord. So because of that, they don't want to take the risk, so they don't want to finance. So that's the second thing. That's a co-living thing. And then the third thing, okay, interest rate is also the third thing, interest rate is coming down. Previously, I think the last live, I don't know when I did the last live, maybe 1-2 months ago. The interest rate at the time is like 2.5, 2.48, 2.45. Today, interest is about the lowest I've seen is 2.38%. So 2.38% fixed. Okay, so some of the good tips here. So for those people who want to already just bought a property, you want to take a resale. We talk about resale. Don't talk about new launch. Because new launch rates are all the same one. And is no fixed rate one for new launch. For new launch, all the rates is about same. There's no fixed rate for new launch. So for resale property, since we all know that the interest rate is coming down, hopefully coming down even more. So I will always tell people to take fixed rate. Try to get those package that allows you to have a 1 year free conversion, or what they call it, the 12 months or 24 months, 36 months free conversion. Okay. So there are some banks who got like who offer 2 years fixed rate with 12 months free conversion, which means 2 years fixed rate, let's say 2.4%, but they allow you to change to a better rate 1 year later. So I think that this will be this is good for people who might think that the interest rate is coming down and you don't want to lose out the latest interest rate. Then you choose those that can change 1 year later. Instead of fixed 2 years, you can only free conversion 2 years later, means you can only change rate 2 years later. Okay, very good. So that's the other thing. Okay, so let's talk about market performance, market performance. Okay, election is over. So these few weeks are slightly slow because everyone is in the election fever. They want to vote, they want to participate in this thing. Whereas my feeling of the current market is it's picking up volume for good ones. Everyone, I'm talking about good ones. The lousy one will forever be lousy. So we should focus on good things. Okay, so good ones will continue to have more transaction volume. And usually, if you look at statistics, I learned this like 10 years ago. I remember during this period of time, especially April, May, the transaction volume is one of the highest of the year. Then June will be slow, which means because people go holiday. Then July, come already. July, August, September will be fast. Then after that, got school exam will be slower. So this few, so out of the next six, don't talk about 6 months. You talk about the next 3 months. Potentially good properties at 1.4 million can jump to 1.5, 100K. It's quite possible. For those 1.7 million today, it can be 1.8 million three months later. It is actually happening now. I have people who buy properties almost every day. So let's talk about 3 months ago. So my people who bought 3 months ago, which is February. So when they buy in February, before they get their keys in May, they have already made money. So that is how crazy good condos perform. Whereas bad ones, 3 months ago, if you enter, if you enter 3 years ago, until now, you may not make a lot of money also. So this is very important to note. Okay, so the first few things. Okay, so I want to repeat. The first thing is the webinar. I have already pinned up at this corner. Go and click, go and register, and you can watch and learn how to buy the right property lah. So it's a 1.5 hours webinar. So just give me your time lah. Oh. So that's on Thursday, and it's all about I'm teaching in the 2 days program next weekend. So next weekend is my 2 days program. Time flies. So and overall, Singapore is all about buying the right property lah. And it's also okay. So I know you may like your stocks lah, your portfolio. I'm happy for you if it's performing. I'm more than happy for you. But don't forget about your property portfolio building. Don't forget about building your property portfolio. So I think we are all blessed Singaporean. I mean, if we have the chance to buy a good one, we start small, and we will see the results, good results, just in 3 years, ma. Okay, so guys, today is a short one. I can take some question because I didn't prepare much for today. I just want to update you these few things. So number one, webinar. Number two, co-living units don't buy because bank don't finance. Number three, interest rate is coming down. Try to get those fixed rate package with 12 months free conversion so that you can change rate. Number four, buy good properties because bad one will forever be bad. Good one will forever be good. So even okay, if you are a negative person, say, oh, Eric, recession is coming, tsunami is coming, one of the banks is going to be bankrupt, or whatever nonsense. I will just tell you that good properties will still perform, but maybe slower growth. But the bad one are forever chui lor. So that's why I strongly recommend people who currently who owns a 1 and 2 bedder, you should take this time to exit and buy a better one, which is a 3 bedder or 4 bedder. That is if you can afford. Yeah, because okay, I still got one more thing to start. Suddenly thought of this. I would just take this time to share some of my inner thoughts. Because I seldom share my thoughts quite openly. Okay, so recently, let's go back to this. Why I tell people to sell their 1 and 2 bedder. So let's talk about 1 bedder. So you know a good yesterday. Anyway, I do consultations every day. So yesterday I have a member, a new member. They came to me without even learning from the program. So they bought 1 bedder Momentum Park. So everyone, we talk about Momentum Park, and there's plenty of Momentum Park people who bought Momentum Park. So it's a very young couple, and they can only buy 1 bedder Momentum Park. And at that time was about 900 over 1,000. And today, if they were to sell, they will make about 100 to 130,000 gross. We talk about gross. So I told them, I'm happy they come and see me. So I told them, the plan is to sell your current this one and go and buy the next 3 bedder resale. Usually for 1 bedder, if you have 1 bedder today, usually you can buy a 3 bedder resale after you sell. So they asked me a very good question. They asked me, Eric, did we bought correctly in 3 years ago? Like, is their purchase good or not? Is it the right way to start? That's the question. So I told them, no, because I never recommend anyone to buy a 1 beta new launch before? Eh, have lah. But long, long time ago one lah. That one, don't give us. But it's also a learning thing because I told them if at that time they can buy a 900 over 1,000 1 beta, if they were to change to a 3 beta resale, with at the same price, they have made 300 to 350,000 by now. So I show them at the same period of time, 2021, they bought a one beta Nomentum 900 over 1,000. But in 2021, you buy a 3 beta resale at 900 over 1,000. Today, you have made 300+ thousand without haven't including rental income. So this is the reason I tell people you should upgrade when you have made. Okay, you make a small pot of gold from your 1 beta new launch. Yeah, they faster sell and buy the next one already. And I have another, and I heard of some other thoughts that, I am keeping the 1-2 beta for rental income. So I think this is also weird because if you were to, they say the passive income can be 500. Same thing, if you buy a 1 beta and your passive income is 500, if you buy a 2 beta, the rental is higher, minus your money installment, which is higher, the passive income is also potentially 500. If you buy a 3 beta, which is even better for appreciation, rental is much higher, again, minus the money installment, also, to be fair, much higher, your passive income is also about 500. But what's the main difference? You have better appreciation, and the absolute amount of your rental income, it will be a lot higher than your 1 beta rental income, am I right? So the absolute amount will be higher. That is when you make more money, ma. So I really don't understand when people say, I'm collecting like $500 passive income for my 1 beta. So I feel that I should keep it and not do anything. In this world, we need to have a balance of huakui and not so huakui people, ma. But I strongly tell people, I mean, if you are already in my channel here, you are learning, then come on, guys. This channel is all about making money or doing things that, doing more things that we can without regrets, ma. I mean, the more you do, the more you make money. That's a very fair game, ma. So, fair lah. Those people who do more, they have more guts, they are richer than me. I full of respect, eh. Yeah, so you see, already. Let me take some good question. Okay, and there are a lot of people say like recession coming. You know, I've heard this thing for a long time. So to me, when I heard that recession coming, then my next thought is then what? Don't need to eat don't bathe don't send your kids to school then what? Quit No ma. I mean, life goes on. I think life is interesting. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. So if really there's recession, then look out for opportunity. You see, even good times, you look out for opportunity. Then what? During bad times, we don't do anything, man. And during bad times, during COVID, which is bad times for most of people, I make the most money because I bought a good property at that time. So it's all about how you adapt to the current market lah. It doesn't mean that like example, I got people tell me like they very sad lah, they got retrenched lah. Very sad lah. But to me, retrenched, continue to find other job lah. I mean, if you are confident about your skill sets, come on guys, you can have you. There will be a lot of other companies who want you lah. So it's like it's not the end, guys. Just do something lah. So this is the mindset that I hope to pass it down to people lah. So what, recession, don't do anything? No lah, just continue to buy. Sekali you buy a better one leh. Sekali you make more money leh. Why don't think like that? I don't know why. Like, I mean, some people are maybe in the wrong environment. You are very pessimistic. But there are some things good to be pessimistic lah. But most of the time, be optimistic. Things will be better lah. Oh. Okay, I'll just take some questions. So any advice on commercial property? Sorry guys. Please don't buy commercial properties. Go and do your residential properties first because residential properties is entry is lesser, easier to manage. Rental can cover installment. Yes, you heard it correctly. I said many, many times. If you are less than 45 years of age, your rental income in the current market can cover your money installment, and some of you, you still may get some passive income. Yes, yes, that's a good thing. I said many things. I don't know why I want to say so many times. So any commercial on properties like Peninsula Plaza, I bought Peninsula Plaza before. I sold. I mean, I don't make a lot. Residential will make more money lah. But if you have so much money that you can spend buy good class bungalow lah. Come on, guys. So commercial properties is not okay. Taking en bloc aside I must have some disclaimer. Sekali people say, Eric, en bloc leh, you tell people to buy. Okay, taking en bloc aside, you talk about normal appreciation. Commercial properties is not as sexy as your residential property. So always aim to have your two residential properties before you. Just don't go into commercial lah. Why talk so much and. Buy rental new launch can make money in 3 years. It depends on your entry price, though. And there are so many of them. Maybe if you buy the wrong price, I think you still can make some money, lah. So it's always the right entry price, also, lah. So can buy International Plaza commercial property. Why commercial property again? I have International Plaza. I'm using it for own use. We have failed on block last time. And to tell you all some secret, the amount they gave me is about 1.2 million higher than my purchase price. I bought like 2.3. They offered me 3.5. So every unit, you know, during en bloc, every unit they will have, they will tell you each of the unit will get how much money, potentially how much money. Mine is about 1 million to 1.2 million more. I remember that. But in here, we never go through, so no such money. But I'm using it for own use. If not en bloc, I use all. If en bloc, I got money, I go and do something else. Skill set is one thing, but okay, so I got people, Andy say, skill set is one thing, but in Singapore, employment scene, age also matters. 40 to 60 years old, not easy to find job fast. Okay, so, I really lose touch in the job market. I worked before, then after that, I decided to work for myself. So I started my company. I started doing business when I was 26. So I don't have a lot of employment history. But I remember to find my first job. I send like 50 to 100 resumes every day. So it's like, how can I can't find a job? Confirm can one. I have this mindset, which many of the people don't have. So I continue to find. I don't care. I sure can find one. Okay. So, so Alta, okay, so we talk about Alta. Will Alta be like Clavon Huat? Should I share this or not? Okay, I have someone who make a mistake. Okay, I can't say whether they make a mistake. They usually, when the good ones, we talk about new launch, usually good ones like Alta is one of the not too bad, it's quite okay. So usually the good ones will be sold on day one, which is Saturday they launched. And on Sunday, usually are the not so good ones. And I have someone who told me, Eric, please don't scold me because I did something. So I say what you have done. So I say, I walked into the show flat of Alta and I just want to kepo. I don't want to buy one. But in the end, I go and buy one 2.6 million three-bedder. So I repeat, 2.6 million three-bedder. Then this person tell me, go or not. So I say, if it's a big three-bedder, it's okay. Big three-bedder is the premium one with the storeroom one. Then this person say, no, they bought a small three-bedder. Then I say, wow, this is very expensive. No, I'm that calm because it's like crazy. I didn't tell you to buy, go and buy. I say it's quite expensive because the current at that time, during the launch of Alta at that time, Clavon 3-bedder, small 3-bedder is about 2 million to 2.05 million. And you bought 600K more. And their age gap is not like one super old and one super new. It's about them. How many years old? 3 years old, 2 years old, I've forgotten already. So the gap, if the older one is like 2.0 something, the new one at 2.6, it's quite expensive lah. So this person asked me, what should I do? Hey guys, please don't stress me. If I tell you to forfeit, then later on make money, then you blame me. So I told her, and I told him or her, I say, If I were you, I will forfeit lah. If it's me lah, but it's up to you lah. So I never carry. So in the end, I think they decided to forfeit and they lost 30 over 1,000. Aiyah, sad lah. Why say sad story? Okay, but anyway, okay, even good new launches doesn't mean all the units make the same amount of profits. You have learned that, ma. I mean, I did a lot of comparison before. So that's why I say entry price is very important. Per square feet, understanding all these numbers will help you be rich. Huh? It's a skill set, ma. That's why I'll be teaching in the 2 days program. Yeah, so I got people asking, 4K salary can afford condo? Can. There are ways to get more loan in order to get something that has rental income that can cover your money installment. So you see, can 4K buy condo? Can. Loan-wise, no problem. But you need down payment. If you tell me, Eric, I have no down payment, my income 10,000 per month, also can't buy ma, because you still need down payment. Then in the end, what she buy? So in the end, she haven't buy anything because I told her to look out at all the properties that I shortlisted. So I haven't heard any news from him or her. So anyway, guys, hey, don't want to talk so long. Now got 500 over people. Hi guys, long time never see you. So just take note, number one. So I repeat all the announcement again for those people who came in late. Number one, webinar, go and register, top left corner, top right or top left corner. Number two, don't buy co-living units because banks don't finance. And UOB finance 60%. Xiao bo, 60% down payment, 40% plus stamp duty, 45% plus all the legal fees. Xiao, 45%, where got money? With your 45% down payment, you as well buy a bigger, better one with higher appreciation. Number three, interest rate is coming down. Get the 2 years fixed rate or 3 years fixed rate, whichever package that give you the free conversion in 1 year, 12-month free conversion. Number four, market is doing well. Buy the good ones. Good ones will continue to perform. Even in bad times, recession times, good ones will grow very, very slower, but you won't lose. So as long as you have holding power. So bad ones will always perform badly. So please choose wisely. Okay, so thank you, guys. I don't want to spend so much of your time. I think everyone is tired and everyone is want to work tomorrow. So guys, thank you. Thank you. I will try to be... I will find some motivation to do to continue to do my YouTube video because recently I quite lazy. I want to take a break soon. Okay, so guys, thank you very much. Okay, last one. And give you some tip. Resale properties potentially make more than new launch one. This is the best tip for you. Because new launch with your same budget, new launch you can buy very, very small. Whereas resale you can buy very big. And the big one appreciation is better, and you have more rental income. You don't go and listen to all the bad people out there. You know all the bad people lah, you know lah, or all the bad people say no lah, new launch will be the only way to make your most money. That one is boo-boo, that one is lousy people. So mix with the right people. Thank you guys, see you again, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Okay, bye bye.